Praise be to God who always causes us to triumph. Who always causes us to triumph. His love for us reaches higher than the highest of the heavens. It stretches across the expanse, the expanse of the sky. His righteousness is like the mighty mountain, and his justice flows like the ocean's tides. So I will lift my voice tonight to worship my King. And I will find my strength in the shadow of his wings. But it's not just a song that I'm lifting up tonight and worship to him. It is my life. As you read the board on your way out, it says worship is more than just singing a song loudly. It's living your life loudly. So that's what we're learning to do. We're learning to live our lives loudly before the Lord. Lives not like they once were, but lives as children of God, wrapped up in the love of our Savior, wrapped up in the shadow of his wings. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all worship the Lord with me. Your love, oh Lord, reaches to the heavens. And your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like a mighty mountain, yeah. And your justice flows like the ocean's tides. And I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. And I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. Your love, oh Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. And your righteousness is like a mighty mountain, yeah. Your justice flows like the ocean's tide. I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. And I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. And I will lift my reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. And your righteousness is like a mighty mountain, yeah. Your justice flows like the ocean's tides. I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings.
will find my heart strength in the shadow of your wings. Your love, oh Lord, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. With a melody, you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer saying defeat. I am a child of God. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your love has called my name. I've been born again to your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer I am a child of God. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child. I'm no longer saved to be. I am a child of God. Sing that loud. I'm no longer saved to be. I am a child of God. Come on, make it known. I'm no longer saved to be. I am a child of God. By the arms of the Father,
Thank you. Spirit of God is trying to take us into a place of the highest form of worship. See, a lot of things we haven't studied, a lot of things we haven't been taught, but the highest form of worship is when we finally worship the Lord to the point where we cease to say anything. His presence is so thick in here, so overwhelming. He wants to talk to you beyond your mind, beyond your body. He wants to talk to you spirit to spirit. And you don't have to say a word, because your spirit can communicate with His spirit without one thing being said. He wants to draw so close to you, closer than He's ever been. Because see, our mind and our body will always keep Him at a certain distance. But He's trying to do something special. He's trying to come into a place in our life that where He can just envelop us. If you'll just keep your mind stayed upon the Lord for a few minutes, it'll be greater than any message you ever heard. It'll be greater than any prayer you ever prayed. Because God Himself is going to touch your spirit. God Himself is going to do a work in your life. Just for a moment, just keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. Keep your mind still. And let your spirit, let it dominate you. Let it be free.
are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The God of angel armies is always by my side. He's always by my side. Oh Lord, you call me friend. You call me friend. You say I am adopted into your sonship, and I am a child of the one true King. I'm a child of the one true King. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm a child of the one true King. I am a child of the one true King. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you, the more I love you. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hands, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. Drink from the cup in your hands, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup. so overwhelming. Oh, you overwhelm me, my King. You overwhelm me, my King. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hands, lay back again. You break every chain. We are no longer bound, Lord. We are no longer bound. Every burden, every care is at your feet, Lord. We are no longer bound. We are your children. Oh, you overwhelm me. You overwhelm me. Up in your hands, lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I'm melting in your peace, it's so well.
I want to read a scripture the Spirit of God laid on my heart, and
has nothing to do with the sermon, but I guess we're not going to do that. So, if you would, Sister Tori, put 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21 on the screen. And I want you to think about everything that they've led us in worship in. I want you to think about the touch of the hand of God in your life tonight. And I want us to take this scripture, and I want us to let the Holy Spirit speak truth to our lives. Because, you know, a lot of times we think we're in faith. We think we have a mind that is not divided, that we have a mind that is unified with Christ. But the Bible's very clear. It says for you and I to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith. Amen. So that means from moment to moment, or situation to situation, or different instances in our life, we can have faith, and then the next thing we can not have faith. Amen. But I really don't know where I'm going, so we're gonna see. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 21. We all know the story very well. But let's just read this one verse, and then let's see what the Holy Ghost would lead us in. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. When you're there, say amen. Amen. Notice what it says. And Elijah came unto all the people. Now, Elijah was the prophet of God. Amen. He was God's representative. All right. So Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? Now, mark that down in your mind's eye, maybe highlight it in your Bible. How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. If Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And the people answered him not a word. Let's pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for who you are and what you are. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, you have done so much. You have took us to a new place, a new level of glory. And there's things that's happened in people's lives tonight that they don't even know. They don't even understand. But it's happened by just worshiping you and soaking up your saturating presence. There's going to be mindsets that are going to be changed as we yield to you. There's going to be understandings and truth and realities that's going to change our life forever from these moments of being in your throne room. But we ask you right now that you give us unction to speak the word of God. You give us unction to hear the word of God. This is your time. This is your service. We're your people. Whatever you would have, we say yes to. We all say amen in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Now, the devil lost in your life, in my life, the moment that the Spirit of God drawed you to Jesus and revealed to you that God loved you so much that he sent Jesus for you. Amen? Because when that happened, the Bible tells us that when the Spirit of God moved on your heart and drawed you, drawed me, and we accepted the revelation of Jesus Christ, that instantaneously, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that you become a new creation. Amen? A new creature in Christ Jesus. And at the moment that God touched you and made your spirit brand new, as Brother Corey taught this morning in Sunday school class, according to Romans chapter 12, verse number 3, the Lord God Almighty reached down into every part of your spirit and he put the measure of faith. Not a measure of faith. Look at your Bible. It says the measure of faith. In other words, it's the perfect amount of faith. And so here we are tonight. If we're not careful, you have needs, I have needs. We have certain things the Lord is leading us in and wanting us to do, or wanting us to pray about, or wanting us to minister in, whatever the case might be. And all of a sudden, it'll come across the very butt of our mind, if I only had more faith. But that contradicts Scripture. See, Jesus said, I want you to think about as he talked to his disciples, as he talked to those people that he ministered to. He looked at them and he said, what is it that you have no faith. But that was on the other side of the cross. Amen. Even that was before they had been in that place where they were dealt the measure of faith. But at the same time, even on that side of the cross, he looked at some people and he said, you have a little faith. But he looked at the little old lady who come and she walked with him. And she said, listen, my daughter is grievously tormented with an evil spirit. She was a foreigner. She wasn't even of Abraham. She wasn't of Israel. But she kept following Jesus. And Jesus said, it's not meet for me to give unto the dogs what is for the children. Amen? I'm paraphrasing. And she said, yes, Lord, but even the dogs get to eat the crumbs from the master's table. And Jesus said, sister, you have great faith. Great faith. And so here we are tonight. We're in a place and a position where you're going to always be challenged between the Lord and the devil. Come on, Baal is the devil. Amen? You're going to have to make a choice. And so I've got to be in a place and a position where I recognize and realize that there's the little thoughts that I think, and I allow them to move into my life, are either going to take me closer to God and His will, His plan, or going to move me away from. Amen? And so here we got the nation of Israel. They had got so far away from God that the altars of God were destroyed. That there was no place as it God had intended of worship, of praise, of giving and receiving. See, tonight, as you were giving praise to God, you were receiving so much more than you were giving. I'm telling you, you're going to leave this place tonight, and over the next few days, next few weeks, you're going to be a different person. You don't worship God the way we worship God tonight and get still and get quiet before Him and the glory of God enter into your spirit without changes happening. Amen? Come on, this is the truth. So here we are, though. The glory of God had been lost, but Elijah was sent to bring it back. Now, we know that Elijah's coming back before the coming of the Lord. God wants to raise up His church to put the glory back into the earth. Amen? He wants to use you to shine. He wants you to shine so bright that it causes people to be drawn into a relationship through the door of the world into the door that Jesus is. Jesus is that open door. Amen? Now, as Elijah's doing this, but drop back up to the first part of this chapter, 1 Kings 18 and 1. It says, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go and show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Now to me, this gets so exciting. Because you and I know what the latter day rain is. It's the moving of the Spirit of God that's going to bring in the last day harvest. Amen? But you, as being God's representative, just like Elijah was, you've got to go speak what God tells you to speak. And when you speak what God tells you to speak, it creates what God wants from heaven in the earth. Amen? The rain would have never come if Elijah hadn't obeyed the word of God. Because why? Because God gave Elijah the word to pray to stop the rain. Hold your place. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Look at verse number 17. James chapter 5, verse 17. Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are. Whew. Let's think about that just for a second. Elijah has the same problems that I have. The same weaknesses that I have. He could get angry. He could get fearful. He could get depressed. But he had a relationship. Amen? He had a mind that was not divided. Now, let me come back to that. Don't let me forget that. Hallelujah. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Now, the reason why the rain didn't come was because the people were in sin. They were serving Baal. Now, I know the Bible says that God gives rain to the righteous and the unrighteous, but this here is a teaching for the end times, for you and I, for where we're at, where we're living at right now. Amen? And the Bible says in the last days that the famine is not for bread, it's not for water, but it's for hearing the word of God. Now, there's a lot of people that you and I can talk to today, and you and I don't have a clue what they're saying. They make absolutely no sense. It's like they're talking another language. Why? They have not been impacted by the same words that you and I have been impacted by. They have not been raised the way you and I were raised. They need the Word of God. But here you and I, we've got an opportunity to see that Elijah prayed and it didn't rain. And then God gave him the word again to pray and it did rain. You and I, we need to have a made up mind that we can do what God said we can do. If God tells you to do something, you can do it. Amen? And so we want to get to this place in this position. Now look what it says. And he, verse 18, and he, Elijah, prayed again and the heaven gave rain and the earth brought forth her fruit. Hallelujah. Well, now, what are we talking about? Now, the Old Testament is the type, the shadow, the teachers of the new. We know that literally that there were natural things that come up out of the earth. But spiritually, this is telling us about the latter day harvest. That's the fruit. The earth is getting ready to bring forth the fruit because you and I are going to have a mind made up that we can do what God said we could do. We're going to have a heart for the Lord and a heart for the lost and be moved by compassion. Amen? Look what it says. This documents it. Verse 19. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he hath which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. So we're really not talking about rain in the natural at all. We're talking about serving God, the God who's not willing that any should perish. Amen? We're talking about serving a God who for so loved the world. Amen? That he gave his only begotten son. That's what we're talking about. But we're talking about knowing what God wants us to do and having a mind made up to do it. Now, as we're working our way back to that First Kings, stop off at, my mind's racing. I think it's 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians 13, verse number 5. 2 Corinthians 13, verse number 5. The Bible says, the Word of God says to you and I, this is an epistle written to the church, it's written to us, examine yourselves, like we quoted a while ago, whether you be in the faith. That word examine means to put yourself to the test. Now, how do you examine yourself to see if you're in faith or not? Simply, if God tells you to do it and you do it, you're in faith. You say, well, I didn't see any results. You don't have to see results. Just obey God. The results will come. Amen? Elijah had to get down and he prayed. Not one thing happened. And he had to go back and pray. And he had to go back and pray. And he had to go back and pray. And finally, on the last prayer, he sent his servant back, Elisha back, and he said, check and see if there's any rain. And the servant said, I see in the clouds, in the sky, a cloud about the size of a man's hand, and it's coming this way. And Elijah jumped up and he said, I got to go tell Ahab to get back down off of this mountain. See, they're on Carmel. They're on Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel means fruitful. But it wasn't fruitful until God touched it. Amen? He said, I got to tell him to get back down because I hear an abundance of rain. You and I, we've got to learn to hear and see what God does. That's a made up mind. That's an undivided mind. You witness to your loved one. You witness to your coworker. You do something and nothing happens. And the devil says, see, you wasted your time. Now they're going to think bad about you or look bad on you. What you done, you sowed a seed. A seed of change. And you think God is not going to honor that seed? Yes, he is, because it come from him. Amen? All right. Go back to 1 Kings 18, and let's look at this again. Verse 21. 18:21. And Elijah said unto all the people, How long halt? Halt. That's a weird word. Because from the Hebrew, this word, it means to hop. But you know, that makes so much sense. Because we hop from one thing to the next thing according to the way we feel. If you're in faith, you don't move. That's how I know whether I'm in faith or I'm in doubt. He said, because here, this group of people, there they are, and they're going back and forth. Yes, God saves. Well, I know He used to, and I know He did, but I don't know about now. Well, yes, God heals. Well, He did in the Bible, but I don't know if He does now. Well, He did for Sister So-and-so, but I don't know if He'll do it for me. God's no respecter of persons. What He done for one, He'll do for another. Amen? So we got to stop this going back and forth. We got to make up our mind that we know who we are. We know who we serve. And because we serve the hand of the unchanging God, we're in a perfect place. Amen? He said, how long halt ye between two opinions? This two opinions from the Hebrew, it means to be divided in mind. See, the devil loves to get a Christian divided in their mind. Because what happens when any believer gets divided in mind, all of a sudden, here's our faith, the measure of faith that God has gave us, and here's the doubt of the devil. And it starts working. And when the doubt of the devil starts working, it starts raising up fear. Fear, the acronym of fear is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. So he'll put a pain in your body, or he'll put a word out of somebody's mouth, or he'll put an action out of their life, and then the devil will amplify and magnify what was said or what they did and tell you, see, there's no hope from them. As long as our God's on the throne, and He's always going to be on the throne, hallelujah, there's hope, amen? All right, so here we are tonight. We're in a place and a position where we've got to make sure. That's what this was all about. He revealed Himself to you in a new way where you would have your faith level operating in a more efficient way. See, just because you've got the measure of faith doesn't mean that you're operating in it. Doesn't mean I'm operating in it, amen? So we've got to learn to put it to practice. And the only way we can do that is to keep our mind stayed upon the Lord. Keep our mind working by the Spirit of God. Because see, as your... Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 23:7, the first part of the verse, for as a man, a woman, a boy, or girl thinks in their heart, in their mind, so are they. So are they. So you'll never go beyond your thoughts. But then Jesus went on to say then, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth is going to speak. Amen? So see, we understand that God said in the book of Genesis, and when God said, it was created. Amen? And you are God's child in the earth, and you're supposed to say, I'm supposed to say what God says. So my mind has got to be undivided from the Word. Because as we said this morning, remember what Jesus said in John 15:7, if you abide, if my words abide in you and you abide in them, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. He said He was the vine and we're to abide in Him. Well, the only way I can abide in Him is to keep this mind stayed upon Him. Keep this mind renewed, Romans 12:2. Keep this mind renewed by the Word of God. Amen. Now let's look at something. James chapter 3. Look at starting in verse number 2. James 3:2. For in many things we offend all. If any man, any woman, any boy, any girl and this word offend here, it means to cause somebody to trip up. Okay? I don't want to trip people up, do you? We offend all, but if any person offend not in the word, we're talking about your tongue, the same as a perfect, a complete man, woman, boy, girl, and we're also able to bridle the whole body. Bridle the whole body. See, God is wanting to use you and I in a greater level. And as we've been talking about, the anointing is going to increase. If you'll receive it. Now, it doesn't matter what I say if you don't receive it. It doesn't matter what God says, because I'm not saying it. God's saying it. As we said Wednesday night, the anointing is going to increase month by month this year, because we are in the year of the open door. And in the year of the open door, God's going to start bringing in the harvest. And to bring in the harvest, the anointing is going to have to increase in your life. But the only way the anointing can increase in your life, in my life, is we've got to have an undivided mind, because the mind and the tongue are hooked together. So Matthew 12:34, we didn't talk about it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So my mind has an effect on my tongue. My tongue, I just found out, has an effect on my body. So see, some of the things that we're wanting to clear up in our lives, we're praying to God about, and God is saying, I've done took care of it at Calvary. All you've got to do is take my word and put it into practice. Don't halt between two opinions. Don't go between my word and the devil's. Now, y'all may not do this, okay, but I do. Now, anything that is negative, anything that's discouraging, anything that doesn't edify and build you up, it's of the devil. And so you immediately, you recognize it for what it is. It is a tare. Now, remember, we know the parable of the wheat and the tares. You cannot tell them apart while they're growing. If you receive a false word, if I receive a false word, that's a seed. And you let it grow in your heart. They grow up together. They look just the same. It's when the fruit comes. The fruit. See, the fruit of a tare, it's the one in the Greek. It's black. And it's poisonous. And it will kill you. But the fruit of the wheat will nourish you. I really don't know where I'm going. I'm sorry. If I'm not making sense, I'm just following the Spirit of God. Amen. James chapter 3, verse number 2. For in many things we offend all, and if any man offend not in the word, the same as a perfect, a complete, a mature man, woman, boy, girl, no gender intended, and able to bridle the whole body. Now look at this. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which, though they be so great, and are driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. In other words, it says that the captain of the ship, he turns that whole ship by the little bitty rudder. So your life, my life, our whole day is going to be destined to be determined by our tongue. So why would I want to halt between two opinions? Why would I want to jump between the Word of God and the word of the world? See, there's deity doctrine, which is of the Lord, and there's devil doctrine. There's gospel. Come on, there's death. I want gospel, don't you? Amen? All right. Verse number 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. I don't think we can grasp that. But see, your words, my words, they can be fire of the Holy Ghost, or they can be the fire of the enemy. So I've got to have my mind undivided from the Lord, where I'll always say what is coming up in my spirit. I may not feel it in the flesh. It may be so contrary to what I'm feeling. But remember, you're a faith being, not a feeling being. Now look at this. Now, how many knows that you take the negative of the Word of God and you flip it because you're a Christian? Amen? Okay, look at verse number 6. Now, if this don't get you, nothing will. Verse number 6, and the tongue is a fire. Now, let's think about that just for a second. God said your tongue was a fire. So it's either going to be a demonic fire or a deity fire. Guess what? You and I choose the deity fire. Amen? The fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, a fire is a good thing. You know, when I was a kid, we'd go out and I'd help my dad. We would burn off all the underbrush and all the stuff. And then that way the next spring, you got rid of some things that where you'd have new growth. Amen. I mean, we can't do that like we used to because it might pollute something, but that was what everybody did. Amen. They knew what to do. It took care of a lot of the problems that we got. We need to know that we've got a fire in us. And if we speak it out, it's going to get the undergrowth out of our life and out of those who we're speaking to. Amen? Okay, now notice what it says. And the tongue is a fire, as a world of iniquity. That's the negative side. A world of iniquity. Well, you and I are not of this world. We've been redeemed. We're of heaven. So our tongue has been redeemed. See, the devil doesn't want you to believe that. The devil doesn't want you to believe that the Holy Ghost can control your tongue. You can't, I can't, but the Holy Ghost can. That's our confidence. We can say things by the power of the Spirit of God. Brother Donnie, when you gave that wonderful testimony about going to that man who had offended you, the power of the Holy Ghost brought those words out of your mouth. That's so encouraging. We can't do it on our own, but we can do it by the Spirit of God. Amen? Now notice what it says. And the tongue is a fire, the world of iniquity. So is the tongue that among our members that it defileth the whole body. It defileth the whole body. Now let's get that. It's not just talking about your body. It's talking about Christ is the head and the whole body of Christ. But remember, we're Christians. We're walking in grace. So we flip it. We flip it. And so we take what it says, where it says that our tongue, so is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body. We edify the whole body. Come on, the positive side. He's talking to people who are in rebellion. You're not in rebellion. Now the word edify simply means to build up. To build up. You can build people up. Come on, just one word. You know what you can say to look to somebody and say, man, that's a good job. And all of a sudden, you can see them. The weight comes off their shoulders. Their eyes brighten up. And they take that into their heart and it encourages them. Or you tell them, man, what you said just blessed me. Come on, that's what we're here for, amen? To speak words that are seeds that encourages people, amen? And you got to believe that. I got to believe that. All right. It setteth on fire, and notice this last part now. It setteth on fire the course of nature, and it set on fire of hell. Now, that's the tongue that's full of iniquity. How about the tongue that's full of the grace of God? It set on fire of heaven. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Hallelujah. That means that you and I can speak words that are inspired by the Holy Spirit because our mind is made up. We're not halting between two opinions. We're not serving the devil one day and God the next. We're serving God by grace. By grace. Does that mean perfection? No. But it means that we're on our way to that. Amen? And when we do mess up, we look at the devil and we say, ha ha, devil, I got a covenant. I got an advocate in heaven. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he tells me that if I sin, I think we need to read that. Go, hold your place right there. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. God, it's God's, he don't want us to sin. But, look what he says. And if any man sin. Now, you look at the first of this, he's talking to the church. Amen? So you're going to sin. You don't want to. I don't want to. And we're not making an avenue for sin, but we're making an avenue to take care of sin. Amen? Notice what he says. My little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate. Come on now. There's none of these fancy lawyers that's doing all of these things that you're seeing on the news today that can touch our counselor. We've got a heavenly lawyer. His name is Jesus. And Hebrews 7:25, I believe it is, says he ever liveth to make intercession for you and for me. Oh, my, my, my. You know what he does? He goes up to God the Father in the very courtroom of heaven. And the devil is condemning you. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12 that the devil, he comes against you every day. Comes against me every day. But Jesus is standing there. And he shows him the blood on the mercy seat. Come on now. See, we got some message to tell people. We got something to tell them. We don't got to tell them about hell. We tell them about heaven. We tell them that if they'll just give their heart to Jesus, their life's not going to be perfect. But one day it's going to be perfect. But it's going to be what God can do in their life beyond their wildest imagination. Amen. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Now notice this. And he is the propitiation, the atonement for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of some of the world. The whole world. So tonight our mind is made up. We're saved. We're on our way to heaven. We've got a tongue that is on fire by the Holy Ghost. And because we're not halting between opinions, we're going to leave this place with the glory of God shining out of us. Because Jesus Christ himself said that you are the light of the world. You got to have a made up mind about that. You got to believe that everywhere you go, that the light of the Lord is coming out of you. And what we did tonight is we humbled ourselves and we worshiped the Lord. We fell at the feet of the Lord. And I heard the Holy Ghost say immediately, at my feet, you find my face. At my feet, you find my face. And immediately I went to Scripture. Numbers chapter 6, I can't remember, I think it's verses 24 and 25, but it talks about the face of God. When the face of God shines on you, that's the Aaronic, that's the priestly blessing. Amen? And so when we found his feet, we found his face. And when we found his face, we found his blessing. And his blessing is what makes that light shine through you. But tonight, you've got to believe that. You've got to examine yourself. I can't do it for you. The Lord can't do it for you. This is a personal thing. Now, what the Lord has called us to do, John chapter 14, verse number 12, out of the mouth of Jesus, as he's getting ready to have his, he just washed the disciples' feet, had the last supper, and he's given him the last instructions before he goes to the cross. He tells his disciples, that's you and me. He said, the works that I do, you shall do. But he didn't stop there. Not only the works that I do shall I do, but greater works shall you do. Don't you hop. Don't you hop. Jesus said you could do it. Is Jesus a liar? No, because it's not you doing it. He's just looking for a vessel. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was lost and undone, the devil had plenty of vessels that were willing to work in my life everything the devil had. So how much more, and I'm sorry, but even I was the devil's vessel. So how much more do I want to be the Lord's vessel? Amen? Tonight and tomorrow and to the coming of the Lord. So I can't halt between this. Now, Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. These are some confessions that you need to decree and declare over your life every day. Every day to get a feeling of who God thinks you are. Mark 16, this is Jesus as he's getting ready to ascend on high. And look what he says to his disciples starting in verse number 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, this is where you and I come in, because there are going to be some people say, well, I'm not a preacher, so he's not talking to me, but he's talking to you in verse 16. He that believeth. How many believers we got in the house tonight? Okay. So you got to have a made up mind. You got to be undivided about what he's fixing to say to you. Don't hop away from it. Amen. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, that means to be baptized in the body of Christ. Amen. For years, I thought this was water baptism. But water baptism, we're supposed to be, it's an ordinance of the church. But that is an action or a work. You're not saved by works. Amen. This is being baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ. Everybody in this place tonight has told me they're a believer. So you're baptized into the body of Christ. Amen. That's your mindset. That's your reality. That's the essence of who you are. Now notice what he says. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So we see the seriousness. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now you didn't tell me you were a believer. I told you that I was a believer. So these signs are not just following you, they're chasing you down. God is wanting to work them in and through your life. Amen? What are they? In my name they shall cast out devils. If we don't do it, it doesn't get done. If we don't do it, it doesn't get done. And the person has to suffer. And then you and I are going to stand before God. And he's going to say, why did you let my child suffer? See, it's not, we've got to get all the focus off ourselves. And on Jesus. On Jesus. If we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, then we'll never think about ourselves. It's not about you and I. It's not about, well, what if nothing happened? What if God's word's performed? Amen? All right. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Glory. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Notice this. And lastly, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, I want you to answer this question for me. Why are we so quick to lay hands on the sick and we're so slow to cast out devils? Take up the serpent. Come on. He put these in an order for a reason. If you read, go back to James chapter 5, and of course we don't have time, but if you went back there and you looked what James was teaching just before where we started reading about Elijah, he said, if there be any sick among you. If there be any, what does that imply? Come on, we're supposed to be in Jesus, the healed of the Lord. The Bible says, under the old covenant, Exodus chapter 23, the closing verse, the Lord shall bless your bread and water and take sickness out of the midst of you, out of me. That's under the old covenant. We've got a new covenant established on better promises. But you see, I hop between healing. Well, I think he will. I think he did. But I don't know if he did. No, I still feel the same way. I guess I just didn't pray hard. I didn't have enough faith. Now I'm getting real with you, okay? This happens. This is what goes on in our minds. But God can't lie. This is not discouraging. This is encouraging. Amen. Because you're somebody. You're a child of the Most High God, and we're not going to halt any longer between two opinions. We're going to say God is God. And if God is God, then whatever the devil's trying to bring in your life, in my life, it's trespassing on God's property. And it has no right to be there. Amen? But at the same time, your tongue is that fire, not of hell, but of the Holy Ghost of heaven. And so what we need to do is start saying what is the opposite of what we feel, what it looks like. There's been several things that the devil's been bringing up in my mind, and every time I would go to say them, by the grace of God, the Lord would show me, don't you say that. Don't you say that. And I kept thinking, but I really want to say it. I mean, I wanted to say it with everything in my being because that's the way I was feeling. And it seemed more real than God's truth. Amen? Sometimes I mess up and say it. But on that, I didn't say it. And God changed it. Come on now. Oh, you've... The power of the resurrection. Corey sung the song this morning. That same spirit, it's scripture, that raised Jesus from the dead abides in you. So there's not one thing that you cannot do. Amen. You can do all things. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read one more verse. I'll let you go. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Once again, an epistle written to the church. So it's written to you. It's written to me. Verse number 5. Very simple verse. We don't have time to cover the whole context, but let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind. And it was a mind of humility, a mind of submitting to God, wanting what God wanted. But you have to let it be in you. I have to let it be in me. Now, can I be honest with you? And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I got to say what the Holy Spirit's speaking in my spirit. There's somebody in this service tonight. You're very uncomfortable. You're right now, no matter what you do with your life, you seem like you're sitting on a pin because you're wavering. You're wavering between two opinions. You're wavering between the Word of God and the Word of the devil. And you're doing so many things to try to just soothe that place that you're in. Let me tell you and be honest with you, I've been right where you're at and you cannot soothe it. Only obedience to the Spirit of God. But God is here to love on us. He's here to strengthen us. He's here to empower us because we've got a job to do and we're going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, pray with me. Lord, we submit ourselves to you. We decree and declare that your word has the last say in our life. But not just the last say, it has the first say. It has every say. We believe your word above what we feel, above what it looks like. And we ask that you just empower us and change us right now. Draw each person to this altar. Let them make an altar in their heart and help them hear what you would say to them. Show each one of us if there's any divided area in our life, any way that we're hopping. And let us shore that up and be settled down firmly on the rock. And Lord, that person who needs help right now, they need soothing. Soothing, I just ask that you would bathe them in your spirit. Make a change as they yield to you, Father. I ask you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you come? Would you come and say, I want to come to this altar. I want to come and I want to talk to the Lord. I want to come and I want to let God forever change me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's here. He's here. He wants to make your tongue a burning coal that will burn through the devil's lies, that will burn through every hindrance. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true, 'cause I am found. I am yours, I am loved, I'm made pure, and I have life, and I can breathe, and I am healed, and I am free. Here's my heart.
Good, always true, you
hears my heart, Lord. Speak what is true.
Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful? Hallelujah. I want you to stand strong in the reality that Jesus Christ made you righteous. Amen?
Yes.
And if he made you righteous, it doesn't matter what the devil says. Doesn't matter what your best friend says. Come on. Sometimes the devil uses people closest to us to talk. Amen? Doesn't matter. Because God looks at you, and when he looks at you, he looks through you, at you through the blood of Jesus. And the Bible says that you've been justified. That's just as if you never sinned. Now you gotta believe that, and I gotta believe that, or otherwise when we come to the throne and we ask God something out of his word, we won't receive it because we won't think we're worthy. But Jesus said you are worthy. Because he put his blood on you. So you can ask anything according to his will. He'll hear it. And it says if he hears it, then you have what you asked for. Come on, 1 John. So this is the message that you've got to tell people. This hellfire and brimstone message didn't work. This rapture is happening tomorrow didn't work. Now, there is a hell, and there's going to be a coming of the Lord. Not saying that, but the message is love. Love. Jesus Christ. Amen. That's our message. And if you'll just talk to people about Jesus, they'll want to hang around you. They'll want to hang around you till they get so close to you that all of a sudden they'll want to know where you go to church at. It'll happen. I'm telling you the truth. See, we don't need to do what people done in the past. Thank God for the past. If God was in it, a lot of things God wouldn't in. But God's a God of now. And your faith now. Now faith. Help me. Now faith. So, things that are not seen, your faith can make them be seen.
Yes.
That's how God created. That's how he framed everything that you're seeing right now. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's praise him for it. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you.
Praise God. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. This time we'll go ahead and pray over the offering before we bring it forward. Like I said, you can either bring it forward now or wait until after the service, whichever way. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this wonderful evening that you have given us, that we could come together in your house under this roof and be able to worship you together as a body of believers, to have fellowship with one another, to have fellowship with your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for moving in a way that only you could move and bringing the word in a way that only you could bring. We thank you for that. And we pray in Jesus' name right now that as this offering is brought forth, Lord, that you will take this offering and put it towards whatever it needs to go towards. God, bless it. Multiply it. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you are and for all that you do. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. March the 23rd, the last Friday of spring break, at 3 p.m. will be our spring carnival. We'll have games and contests and fun for the whole community. Probably the music probably won't be until towards the end of it. We still don't know how all that's going to work out, but that's March the 23rd at 3 p.m. And then April the 10th at 7 p.m. we'll be hosting the Pentecostal Church of God Youth Rally. Our church will be doing the praise and worship, and Brother Tim Waterman, Arkansas District Pentecostal Church of God Youth Director, is going to be ministering. And I'm believing for big things. Like I said, when this was set forward, I felt God say in my spirit, this is the start of something big, and I'm believing for that. Other than that, just remember to continue praying for Brother and Sister Malden as they're fixing, they're the missionaries that we support as a church, and they're fixing to be going back into India. And going into India as a Christian right now is not a walk in the park. I mean, it's not just getting into the country, but keeping your life once you get into the country. There's a letter back there on the board, but the government has even gone as far as putting out bounties on Christians for people to bring them in. And this is nothing that we should be surprised about. Jesus said, "You will face persecution for my name's sake." He said this is going to happen, so it's nothing to be surprised about. But when people are going through this, in a country like this, we need to be praying not just for Brother and Sister Malden, but all of our brothers and sisters in that country. There's many, many great works, and you know that the devil has this, the devil is scared if he's coming against Christians this hard. You know it. He thinks that he's getting in our head, but we're getting in his head just a little bit because of Christ. But we need to remember not just brother and Sister Malden, but also all of our brothers and sisters in India. Are there any other announcements? All minds clear? Okay. We have entered to worship. So now it's time that we leave to serve. So everyone have a great rest of your evening, and hope to see y'all back here Wednesday.